Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We'd like to get right into it. And what we're going to get right into today is, I'm sure you know this, it's the first anniversary of Joe Biden's presidential inauguration. He has been president of the United States for 1 year. And you know it's a special occasion because he's going to do something he almost never, ever, ever does, which is actually hold a press conference. So that's big for him. But put that aside for a moment. It's also another anniversary. It is the anniversary of the first year of unified Democratic control in Washington. House, Senate, White House. Now, it is controlled by the barest of margins. Democrats have a tiny five-seat advantage in the House. When you say they have an advantage of a handful of seats, they really do. It's a handful of seats in the House. And a non-existent majority in the 50-50 Senate. They have control only because Vice President Kamala Harris can break ties. So it is tenuous control, but it's still control. And of course, they have the White House with President Biden. So you've had 1 year of unified government, of control of Democrats, of the legislative and the executive branch, and it has been a disaster for Democrats. Indeed, the party appears to be shrinking. The party is shrinking as a result of its actions in Washington. You probably noticed there was a Gallup poll that got a lot of coverage, and it found that the number of Americans who identify themselves as Democrats plunged in 2021. I mean, all the way through the year, even as the number of people who identify themselves as Republicans grew at the same time. Let's look at it. At the beginning of 2021, that is when Joe Biden became president, Nancy Pelosi remained the Speaker of the House, and Charles Schumer took over as Senate Majority Leader. 49% of Americans considered themselves Democrats versus 40% who considered themselves Republicans. So that's a 9-point Democratic advantage. Fast forward to today, 42% consider themselves Democrats versus 47% who consider themselves Republicans. That's a 5-point Republican advantage. We've gone from a 9-point Democratic advantage at the beginning of 2021 to a 5-point Republican advantage at the end of 2021. That is a net 14-point swing over just 1 year. And that 1 year happened to be the first year of united Democratic control of Washington, a 14-point swing. In 2021, voters got to see what Democrats would do, how they would do if they ran everything in Washington, if they controlled both the executive and the legislative branches. And overall, I think it's kind of fair to say that the voters did not like what they saw. Now, the fundamental problem is that Democrats are not focusing on the issues that are most important to the most people. Now, they spent a long time pushing this sprawling spending bill, Build Back Better, that would, quote, transform many aspects of American life. You just looked, I think I did a newsletter on this one time. They said this bill would be transformative, transformational. It would transform, sometimes all in the same sentence, American life. They had this idea that Americans just wanted their lives transformed. They wanted everything to change. And actually, people really weren't sure they did want their lives to be transformed. By the way, the bill, who knows exactly how much it would have spent, $1.2, $1.9, $2.5, $3.5 trillion, I don't know. It never got to that. But it would certainly spur more inflation, and that's not what people wanted either. So, Build Back Better ends up kind of grinding to a halt. Democrats are currently talking about maybe cutting it up into little pieces and trying to pass those things. But the big transformational, we're going to change every part of your life, cradle to grave, all that thing stuff is over. So when it didn't work, Democrats then pivoted to a bill that would federalize voting procedures on terms favorable to Democrats. And you know what it is? You know what it's called? If you federalize voting procedures on terms favorable to Democrats, it's voting rights. They call that voting rights. Well, that doesn't appear to be working either. So a new poll from CBS News asks, are Biden and the Democrats focusing on issues you care a lot about, care a little about, or don't care about? Now, 39% said don't care about. So the largest single group, 39%, said they're focusing on issues that I don't care about. Another 28% said care a little about. And 33%, one-third, said they care a lot about the issues that Biden and Democrats are focusing on. But if you add the first two together, the people who said don't care about and care a little about, you get 67% of those surveyed who said Biden and his party are not concentrating on the issues that are most important to them. Either they're concentrating on things I don't care about at all, or they're concentrating on things that I care about a little bit, but are not the biggest things. 67% of those surveys said Biden and his party are not concentrating on the issues most important to them. Now, it is no wonder that the party is sliding downhill, and many are predicting it will lose control of the House and maybe even the Senate this November. So that's how Democrats are faring on the first anniversary of their unified control in Washington. Now, then there's the president. According to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, Joe Biden took office 2021. He had a 55% approval rating, actually 55.5% approval rating. And he had a 36% disapproval rating. Okay, now he has a 41 or 42% approval rating and a 52 or 53% disapproval rating. His rating slipped underwater, meaning approval went under disapproval. His rating slipped underwater in August 2021 when he was directing the disastrously mismanaged withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan, and he has never gotten above the surface of the water since. Biden's approval rating, by the way, is the worst of any president at this point in his term in the last 50 years, with the exception of one other president, Donald Trump. Voters disapprove of his handling on all sorts of issues. Okay, go through a few of them. On Biden's handling of the economy, the CBS poll found that 38% approve, 62% disapprove. Okay, 38, 62, that's pretty bad. On handling inflation specifically, 30% approve, 70% disapprove. Amazingly enough, with inflation raging in parts of the economy, people don't really like that. On handling the issue of crime, just a huge problem in some of our big cities, 39% approve, 61% disapprove. And on immigration, which includes the disaster at the U.S.-Mexico border, 36% approve and 64% disapprove. Those are terrible numbers. I mean, just terrible numbers. Now, there was one issue that really sort of held Biden's job approval rating up in his first year. It was kind of the tentpole that kept his approval rating as high as it could be in his first year. And that was the public's view of his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. It's been a true Biden strength in his first year. But even on that, his approval rating has fallen from 67% in March. That was good. In March 2021, 67% of Americans approved of the way he was handling the COVID pandemic. Today, it is 49%. Not hard to see why that is. Cases are rocketing with Omicron, and Biden completely messed up the whole testing supply thing and appears to not know what to do. So, most Americans now do not approve of the job he is doing handling coronavirus, which was his strength for his first year in office. Now, meanwhile, add to all that the fact that Biden has done some kind of weird things, like his recent speech in Atlanta. He goes down there, he's pushing the Democrats' voting bills, and he says flat out that if you're not with him on, quote, voting rights, You're an ally of George Wallace and Bull Connor and Jefferson Davis. So, you know, a lot of people thought, what? I mean, really, even some Democrats began to back away from Biden and say maybe, you know, maybe he kind of overstated things a little bit there. And then finally, there's the question of whether Biden, who will turn 80 at the end of this year and is the nation's oldest president, whether he's actually physically and intellectually up for the job. There's been always been this kind of debate about people who say Biden is slowing down. I think he obviously is. And people who say, well, he was never all that good to begin with. You know, you could take him at his peak, 50, 60 years old, and he really wouldn't have been a good president. But the fact is, here he is, pushing 80, and doesn't seem to be up to the job. So that's where we are. 1 year into Democratic control of the House and the Senate and the White House, things are really not looking all that good. So look for Biden to obviously stress the positive, because Democrats did, in fact, pass in 2021 a huge $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill that didn't have a lot to do with COVID relief, but it spent a lot of money. And they also passed the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. So that's not nothing. Democrats like to spend money in the trillions of dollar range. So look for him to point to that. And look for him to deny that there are any fundamental problems with his administration's or with the Democrats' control of government. The preferred position, if you're a president and you're sinking in the polls and you're asked about this, what you always say is that you and your administration have not done a good job communicating all the wonderful things that you have done, and that you need to do a better job in messaging and communication. And if you do, the ratings will begin to just shoot back up. But this is a substance problem. It's not a communications problem. And right now, the news for Biden and the Democratic Party is bad. And elections are coming in less than 10 months. Question is, are the results of those elections baked in the cake already? Are there things that could happen between now and that will change them? I think just the most basic caution suggests that you think that, of course, there are things that could change them. But right now, it is not looking good. So that is the podcast today. Just wanted to talk about not just the Biden anniversary, but remember, this is not just the Biden anniversary. It's the anniversary of unified Democratic control in Washington. And what does that mean? So thanks a lot for listening, and hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
Look, politics are stressful right now, but there are much better ways for conservatives to spend their time than to see what mood Joe Manchin might be in for a given vote, or which special interest group on the left will steamroll Joe Biden today. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast, and we'll give you the day's good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives with some much-needed laughs on the side. So please join us. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.